This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We invite you to join us right here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here. Join the show that way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Jay,
and Mark.
We're going back to your calls and thoughts. Coming up, though, we got more about Venezuela, which is where we started the show tonight with the protests in the streets. Big numbers today. Today, sort of the culmination of weeks of protesting going on there in Venezuela. What's it all about, and what are the different sides? We can get into that a little bit further here. And for, let's go first, though, to Daryl, who called from New Jersey. Daryl, you said you're not a libertarian, but you've had discussions with some of your libertarian friends about the question of civil rights. You had brought up this sort of hypothetical golf course, which is, you say, an all-white golf course. Only white people are allowed to play there. And you asked the question, would we support something like that? Is that, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that basically where you were coming from?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the more important question is not would you support the course, but I mean, it's really a matter of, I guess, would you support overturning the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prevents that? I guess that's the real question.
Yeah, the short answer to that is yes. Now let's look at the first. You have to look.
Yes, we would overturn the act. No, we would not support the golf course.
Right. So you know, don't forget the government forced businesses prior to 1964 to segregate. Right. Like they.
That's right.
They
Jim
made
Crow.
It so that it would be very difficult for you to open a golf course and allow black people to play
an integrated golf.
Yeah, an integrated golf course if that's what you wanted to do. And so not only are we saying that we? Not only are you saying when you take the side of the state in this circumstance, you kind of have to take all of the responsibility of the state, which is that before it got enlightened and decided to be fair, it was darned unenlightened and not fair. So the question can also be turned around and say, hey, do you think that, you know, maybe there's a business out there that's run by a black person? Because, you know, we're looking at, you know, United States history, and clearly blacks have been on the losing end for some decades in the past. You know, do you think that a black business should be able to say, look, my people have been harmed by whites over and over and over. I don't want to let them in my business. Would you support them being able to do that?
No, I think it goes both ways.
Okay.
Obviously.
Now, I do support their ability to do that. I think it's completely fair that if you want to keep people out of your business for whatever reason you want to do it, that's mm-hmm. your business. Now, here, there actually is a story out of the New Yorker that I had in show prep here about a barbecue place called... I can't even find the name of it right now, but it was a popular South Carolina barbecue restaurant, was owned by a white supremacist, and now he's dead. And his kids are running it, and they're like, hey, look, we don't want anything to do with that, you know, that what dad did and that sort of thing. What all we care about is serving good food. And there's good liberals from New Jersey who are wringing their hands about whether or not it's moral and appropriate to now go to the barbecued restaurant that was at one time tainted
really?
By the white supremacist. You know, in the same way that you have Jews that say, I won't drive a Mercedes because Mercedes supported Hitler. Of course, if they hadn't, they'd have gone to a gas chamber too. But regardless, and you know, there's all these you know, complaints back and forth. It's very muddy water. But really, what it comes down to is, I think that the marketplace can handle this issue. I'm not claiming that libertarianism would have worked in 1940 or whatever. I'm claiming that at this point, We are at the point where we can have freedom. Everybody of every race can have freedom, and it will work. Because the reason I'm not claiming that it would have worked in the past is I frankly don't know. I don't have enough historical knowledge, and I don't want to get into a debate about what would have happened.
The principles of freedom work regardless of what time frame it is. These are principles that have been around for a long time.
I think they work better in a world with better communication.
No doubt.
And we've got really excellent communication at this point. And
right. I would personally like to know.
Wait, I want to finish my point.
Okay.
I want to finish my point because this is really important. When, you know, when, and I'm going to make essentially the same point that you are, but I think that it's worth sort of drawing it out, is ultimately, you know, now with all this extra communication that we have going on, businesses operate on relatively small margins.
Especially restaurants.
If they're in competition, there's some other golf course out there that isn't going to be all exclusively one color, and they're going to get the business of people like you and me, Daryl, who think it's reprehensible, that they would operate in such a fashion. Now,
I take your point, and I mean it's a good one. Your point is that we are at a point where we can get rid of those civil rights protections and that things would
but
be
But are
okay.
they protections?
I'm just not sure that that's the case yet.
But the right to associate is a civil right, isn't it?
The right to associate?
Yes. Is it not a right? The right to with whom you associate is a right, isn't it?
Sure.
Okay. And look, if you tell a business that they have to hire people of all different colors or whatever, all you're doing is mandating that they lie. Right? So if you go into a...
that doesn't magically make the owner not a racist.
Right. It doesn't.
No, you can make it whatever you want. And there's dangers in that as well. I think, you know, people like Jordan Peterson are really good at laying out, you know, how those things can go awry like they are in Canada right now.
I'm not familiar with that person.
He's a really interesting guy. He's a psychologist, but he talks a lot about gender roles and the how crazy the far left have gotten. And you know, this is coming from a leftist. I mean, these people are just out of control. But he does a really good job of laying
what
out
good
why.
Is it? What good is it to force a bigoted or racist business owner into hiding with their beliefs? In my opinion, it would be better if they were free to put up, you know, some no darkies sign on the front door. That way I know where I don't want to take my business. If they don't, if they have to hide their racism.
For the sake of libertarians, however, I would then pose this question. Do you think that it is worth capitulating slightly and coming to the center on not overturning civil rights in order to have a chance of running for presidency?
Well, okay, so you're asking people who believe that the presidency is by its very nature a role of force and violence, that every president who's...
Wouldn't that make you more of an anarchist than a libertarian?
I don't believe the term anarchist is a proper term to describe anyone. An means no rule. An means no, and archist would mean rulers. So a person with no rulers would lie on the floor with no ability to move because they would not be able to rule themselves. A person would be an auto-archist if one wishes to use that term. I prefer to use the term voluntarist because I believe in voluntary interactions. I don't want to do anything to your government. You can have any government you want. What's that? What's that?
You can settle involuntarily.
Right. Well, I think that it's important to make a distinction. Anarchist says, I want to blow up Washington, D.C. and slay them all, right? I don't care.
Mark that one for a minute.
You can have them all. They're all yours. All the rulers you want. Pile them up and have them vote on whatever you want them to do. All I'm saying is that they shouldn't be able to tell me and mine how we have to live just because they've got a preference. I don't want to be ruled by your liars and thieves. That's what makes me a volunteer.
No, I understand. You certainly have conviction, but, I mean, we do have presidents, and they do run the country.
They exist. Yes.
So,
They don't run the country.
Hypothetically, you would want, well,
Presidents don't run the country. They're just the president of the government. They're just a, you know, the head gang member. They're not running the country. There's no running America.
You wouldn't want Gary Johnson to win the presidency,
no? No, I did not want Gary Johnson to win anything. I did not support Gary Johnson.
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't mean to mischaracterize your views. I apologize.
Yeah, because Gary Johnson wasn't a libertarian. He was running as a libertarian.
I thought he was the best option, would have killed the fewest amount of Arab children, so I went ahead and leveled my vote for him, sure.
So, Daryl, thanks for the call tonight. Your question, though, was...
Daryl, please call back.
Yeah,
we want to hear more of these questions.
Good discussion. But his question was, you know, would compromising on the question of civil rights have helped a libertarian campaign? And we can continue.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
free. Join us right here. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Skype username is lrn.fm.
I don't think anybody here is going to argue that healthcare is really pretty messed up right now in the country. It gives you money for being sick, but nothing for being healthy. So that incentivizes, ultimately, sickness. Wouldn't you prefer a healthcare company that incentivizes wellness over sickness? Well, there is a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive, you can get a proactive healthcare assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors on the phone, HIPAA's messed up medical records. Well, how about a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out right now, HealthExcellenceSelect.com. The prices are great. It's lower than $600 for a family, full coverage. Coverage isn't the right term. I'm sorry. That's a legal term. You can protect your family for less than $600 a month. It's a health-sharing organization. It isn't health insurance. So any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, you love the service and the price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. Actually, I want to address the question that we had from our last caller, and then we'll continue with your calls. I think it was Daniel who was on the line with us, and he was talking about libertarians. He's not one. Had some questions about civil rights and the Civil Rights Act. Should it be repealed? And, of course, the libertarian answer is yes, it should be, but that doesn't mean that we favor racists, right? So the idea is, let's let business owners make decisions for themselves as far as how they want to run their business, and let's let the market decide whether or not those business owners should be punished. So if a business owner is bigoted or racist, and the word gets out that, hey, this person mistreats their employees, this person won't, you know, isn't treating black people right when they come in, this person's generally awful towards gays, or whatever it is that their personal issue is, you can put the word out there. You get the word out in the streets via different social media, Yelp, other methods, publishing news articles, spreading the word.
The Civil Rights Act literally protects these bigots because the government makes it illegal, or makes the government put them out of business. So it literally protects them.
Because they have to keep quiet, you mean?
Yeah, because they have to keep quiet, and they know they have to keep quiet, and they're like, they're worried. I mean, I've actually done some work, subcontract work for an outfit, and they were literally like, they were definitely racist, big time, these mm-hmm. guys. And they would literally not hire, certain folks, except for they needed them for federal contracts. Federal jobs, and that's another thing. What do they call that? Affirmative action. And
so they'd hire them because they had to, but then probably make their lives a little bit difficult.
Oh yeah, right? Like some of these guys were definitely like borderline abused. I mean, I guess is the best way I could explain it.
Why would somebody want to work for someone who doesn't like them? That has never made any sense to me. And why would you not want to know which business owners are the racists and the scumbags? You'd want to know those things. And having a free market would allow us to better spread that information. So he then asked the question, should the libertarians, let's say the libertarian presidential candidate, compromise on the issue of civil rights in order to try to get more votes? Was essentially the last question that he asked us there. And I say absolutely not. The whole point of being a libertarian candidate is not to pander to votes. And this is lost on the current Libertarian Party, by the way, which is why they keep selecting people like Gary Johnson and Bob Barr as their presidential candidates, because they are trying to compromise the message in order to get more votes. And you could argue that it worked in 2016. They got more votes in their presidential contest in 2016 than other years. But I think that also happened to coincide with a massive frustration that the average American had for the big two political parties. So I think that even if you had a libertarian candidate, let's say, another Harry Brown, somebody who was actually principled, he was their 2000 and 1996 candidate, he actually had a principled message out there. It could have done better, or at the very least, it would have been on par, because I think a lot of people voted libertarian not because they liked Gary Johnson not because they thought his message was, you know, good or made sense, but simply because he wasn't as objectionable as a person as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I think that's where the big vote numbers came from.
I tend to agree.
For the libertarians. And so, no, libertarians should not be watering down the message. They should not be compromising on issues. The whole point of a libertarian presidential campaign or any libertarian campaign, in my mind, is to spread the ideas of liberty. And those ideas are based on a principle of non-aggression, which says that it's not okay to utilize the threat of or actual force to achieve political or social goals. It's just not okay to do that to your neighbors. And that's why that the libertarians need to stay on that point. They need to stay principled every issue and every time, because otherwise things get confusing. Otherwise, if you've got a libertarian candidate talking about a principled libertarian stance on some things, but then they are compromised on some issue like, let's say, civil rights, then people start to get confused, like, well, what does it mean to be a libertarian? Wait, are you in favor of war or are you against war? Are you in favor of civil rights or are you against civil rights? They start asking more questions, and it gets confusing. People got Ron Paul when he ran for president. They would say things like, you know, I don't agree necessarily with what Ron Paul says, but at least you know what he's going to say. At least you know he's going to tell you what he really believes, and you can actually figure out what he's going to tell you before he even says it, because it's based on the principles of liberty.
Yeah,
and people
consistent.
Got that. It got through to people.
If you look at his interviews and speeches and stuff in like the 80s, there's like a 1988 Morton Downey Jr.
Yeah,
show.
I saw that.
And he was really young, too.
Yeah, he was really young. I remember,
he had color in his hair.
I remember watching it with some girls who were like, wow, he looks so good.
I can't wait until people say that about me. Oh, yeah, remember when Mark had brown hair?
But he was like staunch on his, you know, ending the war on drugs, and he's like, heroin should be illegal. I mean, should be legalized, and everybody's booing him in the crowd.
Which he got applauded for that same statement on the stage in the Republican debates.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And Morton Downey Jr. was like, you know, just, oh, that's terrible. People are going to be, you know, kids are going to be doing drugs and everything. And he's like, are you going to do drugs and heroin will become legal? And everybody's like, no. But, yeah, so he's like the only politician I have ever recognize that it was actually principled.
Right, and he stuck with it. Even though he had a whole crowd of people booing him in 1988 or whenever that was, 30 years ago.
That was the purpose of the Morton Downey Jr. show. It was basically Jerry Springer before Jerry Springer.
Okay, but my point is, even though he had a whole crowd of people booing him, he didn't just change his position because he thought it was going to get him, you know, people going to like him. Oh, well, maybe I should just, you know, not talk about legalizing drugs. Well, no, he continued to talk about legalizing drugs to the point where a Republican crowd at a Republican primary debate gave him huge applause when he used the same statement on stage there, that heroin should be legalized. I didn't expect to see that kind of reaction from a crowd of Republicans. Now, obviously, his supporters were in the crowd, but it was a huge reaction from that crowd, and it was amazing. It was an amazing moment in that particular campaign. So, principles matter. Libertarians, if they're worth their salt, they ought to stick to them, because that's what we're trying to teach people, is that ultimate principle of non-aggression. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm. Let's go back to the phones and to the fun. Eric is in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Eric. Hello? Eric in Vegas. Eric in Vegas going once. Eric in Vegas going twice. We're going to put Eric back on hold. Maybe he's in a bad cell. Let's go, meanwhile, to Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian.
Okay.
All right.
What's the difference between a Commonwealth?
Oh, don't ask him that.
No story for another day, yeah. Brothers. No, I was sitting here, and I sit every day here, and I watch the TV, and I watch the news, and I listen to all this stuff. A couple points I'd like to make, if I may.
What do you do for a living?
What do I do for a living?
Hey, you just sit around and watch TV all day?
And you can't talk about it, remember?
No, that's not quite true. What was that, brother?
I remember one time somebody asked you what you do for a living, and you're like, well, I really can't explain it, and I'm a, you know, contractor of some sorts, I think you said. I don't remember what you said, but
that
you're very vague about it.
Jay. I don't know who you
okay.
Think about. I was not myself. That's
well,
a long
go ahead.
Story. That's a long story. At this point, I'm not going to talk about
fair enough.
Now, Here's my issues.
All right, go ahead.
A couple points.
One issue. One point.
Oh, it's all the same point. It's Donald Trump, the jackass.
All right.
Okay. Here's my problems here. I got serious issues. Point number one. The F-18s, the F-35s, the submarines, the MOABs, the ICBMs, the aircraft carriers. See, come down to this. They don't belong to him. They belong to us. Problem number two.
No, they don't.
They really don't. I mean, you know, like, that's what we're told, but they don't.
You go try walking on a military base and say, hey, that's my plane over there. I'll be taking it for a ride.
No, that's not my point. That's not my point.
No.
Further, my point.
Ownership and control are linked. If you have no control, you truly don't have ownership.
Nope.
Well, it's the attitude, and that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, okay.
Now, then you got these tax returns. Now, a lot of people mumbling about that. My answer on this is release them, because the fact of the matter is the only reason why they wouldn't release them is for one thing. What's looking more and more apparent every day. Every day with, his daughter as an example. That right there is a serious problem.
What is?
You know,
what's that have to do with tax returns?
What's a serious problem? What? His daughter is a serious problem?
She has a position as a undescribed, quote, advisor to the president.
Yep.
She cannot hold these holdings. And then these damn weekends.
What holdings?
Yes, she can.
Off.
Well, no. Huh? Hold on. Advisors to the president don't have any legal obligation to not have, positions of power within companies. That's just not the case. Okay, so the tax returns. Let's address that for a second here.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I think it's really important. The tax returns are basically the birth certificate for the Democrats. Okay? It is a rabbit hole to have you waste your time. You've taken time on a nationally syndicated radio program when you could have talked about anything to talk about the tax returns because it's important to you. And the reason it's important to you
is
because somebody has told you that it is important. Right? Like you're,
that's not it. No,
yes,
that's
it
not.
Is. You're parroting talking points because, there's a Democrat media out there. And there was a Republican media saying, show us the birth certificate. I mean, right?
It's just as dumb.
And now, then Obama released something that kind of looked like a birth certificate, but wasn't really a birth certificate, or at least wasn't what I've seen as a birth certificate. My birth certificate's this old kind of copied thing with like a footprint on it and a weird stamp.
That's funny coming from a French sympathizer.
What the hell is a French sympathizer?
you see that yourself at a point a couple months back on the show. I remember hearing you say that.
I am a French sympathizer? I wasn't on the show a couple of months ago. No.
Say that.
I tend to be a little more American and kind of like, oh, the French. But I think that they deserve is any deference that anybody gives. What does my stance on the French have to do with anything? Come on.
Because you sound like a Democratic Republican every time I hear you talk.
I mean,
you really do.
I don't know what a Democratic Republican is. Are you talking about Thomas Jefferson's party?
Absolutely.
Okay. So what I'm trying to say is that the birth certificate, I don't care where Obama was born. I tend to think he was born in Hawaii, but he never released.
Wait.
He never released.
Russian threat.
If you can't learn from history, Ricky, you can't learn.
Thanks, Ricky.
Let's look at recent history on this. Obama never released anything that looked like a real birth certificate to me.
And you know what? He made it through 8 years.
Yeah, he made it through 8 years, and a whole bunch of people wasted a whole bunch of time chasing down the birth certificate
trail. Talk radio,
calories and time and life.
Ridiculous.
Chasing this stuff down.
And you know what? Donald Trump's going to get through 4 years if he doesn't release the tax returns, too.
Yeah.
And Obama and Trump, just like Obama, will listen to his handlers. He will listen to the people who are in charge of him. And, you know, they're going to run smokescreen, they're going to run distraction, and a really good distraction is not releasing these tax like you guys are saying.
The fact is, people are upset about this, and they're not upset about him bombing little children.
Right. Democrats are upset that were upset before. Donald Trump is not going to gain one solitary electoral vote by releasing his tax returns. Releasing his tax returns is, let's say it all, stupid, okay? From a political standpoint, he wants you wasting your time on the tax returns, people. waste your time all you want, but just understand you're doing what they want you to do.
Let's talk to Eric. I think he's actually there this time in Vegas. We're going to try him a second time. Eric, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we have you now. Go ahead.
Fabulous. Mark, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
There's a bill before the
Careful, I'm a French sympathizer.
it's about solitary confinement. And, you know, okay. I don't know a lot about the issue, but I bet you do a whole lot more than I do. And I just wanted to hear your thoughts, because there's a bill in Nevada about restricting the use of it, especially on children.
People under the age of 18.
I don't know how far I want to restrict it, because it could be the safety of the other prisoners or the prison staff if someone's sure. really angry and mentally ill. I just want to hear your thoughts about solitary confinement and how it is most properly used.
Yeah. So first off, you know, people need to understand I spent 8.5 years in prison. I was never in solitary.
Never 3 in solitary.
I was never in solitary confinement, but I was in confinement.
What's the difference?
I had a roommate.
But y'all were in there 23 hours?
We were in there 24. We weren't let out at all.
Oh, wow.
We got one shower in 4 days.
Okay.
Was the only time I got out at all. And, we tore up milk cartons and made playing cards and, read a Bible. And what else did you have to do? There was nothing else to do. Push-ups, that's pretty much it. And now, what I would say regarding, but I have read about solitary confinement, and I, have as good of understanding as most on it, and have some credence when talking about it. So I think it's worth talking about. Solitary confinement is used in many cases in the United States as a form of torture. Right? Like, imagine being a prison guard and having to deal with society's worst individuals. I am not a fan of convicts, but having to deal with these worst individuals that society has to offer, and, you can't beat them on a regular basis, although sometimes you do, and, your tools are limited, you tend to get jaded relatively quickly. And once you're jaded, then you're not treating people like humans anymore. And that's the real difficulty here. When it comes to solitary confinement, yeah, it's being used and abused on some occasions. There's other occasions when, if somebody's just incredibly violent, imagine being put in a room with a 350-pound insane man because they have to put him in confinement, but they can't put him by himself, so they put him in with you.
That's not bad.
That doesn't sound good. So solitary confinement has to be used for a custody, care, and control situation. It's just that sometimes it gets abused. I don't have a real answer, but I'd be interested in knowing what the circumstances are they're trying to limit in Nevada.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
Join me, George Norrie, and Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Flight Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and moments remain here, but there's enough time for you if you want to join us right now. You can do that toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in here at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We do have Eric still on the line with us in Vegas. He says there's a possibility of some solitary confinement reform there in Nevada. And Mark, you had asked a question right at the end of the last segment about you were curious as to exactly what it was that they were proposing to do. Do you happen to know, Eric, what the proposal on the table is?
I haven't read the bill yet. It's very long and pretty confusing, too. It talks a lot about children. But what I got from Mark, and I thought his answer was really good, was essentially don't use solitary confinement for torture. Use it for safety. That sounds like
a
really good
tough
answer
to line
me. Whether it's an adult or a child or mentally ill or not, just safety of the other prisoners, safety of the staff. That sounds like a very reasonable position.
It's a reasonable position, but the problem is that the way the prison system is staffed and run, it's really difficult. Look, I have a great deal of empathy for prison guards. I worked with them for years. I was the staff canteen operator. I served these guys coffee and snacks and sandwiches and these sorts of things. They were good to me. On some occasions they'd slap handcuffs on me and bang me against the wall just for fun. But, that doesn't change the fact that I really like them. I'm really kidding, but that happened. So the problem is that it's difficult to have that job and keep a perspective that is humane. it's really, really hard. Not because the there's pressures from above, there's pressures from below. The people you're dealing with, as far as the convicts go, are society's worst. The people you're dealing with, as far as prison guards, are generally unloved by society. There isn't a single movie where a prison guard is portrayed as the hero. There are ones where they're the protagonist. The Green Mile, the prison guard is the protagonist, but there's none where they're the hero. The convict is always the hero. And, these kind of things, I mean, this is societal and endemic, and it you can see what it does to these people over time, and it makes them brutal. And it's just tough to be humane in that environment as an officer.
And the tricky thing is, once again, those positions of power, as we discussed earlier, not just positions of power in politics, but positions of power in bureaucracy will attract the corrupted, will attract the violent, especially as a prison guard. And it's very hard to weed those suspects out, especially if the person who's running the prison is a power-mad psychopath. He's likely going to have all kinds of baddies underneath him. And so then you'll have a situation where those guys are saying, well, okay, now there's these new rules. You can only use solitary confinement for isolation due to a danger instead of isolation due to punishment. And they'll just start to classify people who they want to isolate as a danger. Oh, well, we're not trying to punish this prisoner. He is a danger to the other prisoners, so he's got to be moved away, even if they are actually using it for punishment. And then how do you prove it?
Now, this legislation that he was kind of reciting a little bit sounds to me like, could this apply to, he's talking about the solitary confinement of, people under 18. I did a little solitary confinement as a kid. I was grounded to my room when I did some bad things. I mean, Are they going to spin this so Childhood Protective Services could, throw this into their arsenal of reasons to, snatch up kids or whatever? I mean, that's just kind of... What I'm seeing here is what he was reading.
I would think that you could probably limit solitary confinement to things like, maybe 7 days tops. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have situations where a man's alone in a room with, no one to talk to for 180 months. Days and stuff like that. The problem is that they've got things like out in California, they have this thing called the SHU,
housing unit.
Yeah, special housing unit, where people are essentially
or segregated.
They're put in cells, but the cells have their gates, their fencing, and so they're right next to somebody else. But the worst they can do is do little finger grabby games at each other or whatever, right? Through the chicken wire. I guess it's thicker than chicken wire. Hurricane wire, is that what that regular fencing is called?
I have no idea.
I call it livestock fencing.
Okay, I thought livestock fencing was like the 4-inch squares. Anyways, I'm going to call it hurricane fencing. And there's not much. I mean, they're not solitary in that sense. They have people to talk to. It's just that they can't go anywhere.
They can't
and
kill
do
the
anything.
Other person.
So I don't know.
Yeah, there are solutions for anybody that really wants to put some thought into this. And it's nice to see some state legislatures considering some changes. Eric, was there more you wanted to comment on about that? Go ahead.
Really, I just wanted to say I'm a poker dealer here in Nevada at a major strip casino. If I ever win $1 million at Mega Bucks, you can be sure you'll see me out there in New Hampshire. I'm going to join you guys. But until then, I kind of do the New Hampshire thing here in Nevada. I read these bills. I try to, let my representatives know whether I've supported or I'm against it. I was really on the fence on this one. And that's it, And as far as the prison guards go, I think it's kind of like that Stanford experiment where even even-tempered guy over time will tend to become sadistic because that role has that corrosive effect on his temperament.
I've witnessed that attitude on these big commercial farming operations. You see these, 5,000-6,000 head dairies like they had in Colorado, and over time the guys they literally got a. Guys just start getting nasty with the cows because they're just having their boss is like, you got 6,000 cows, I got to get milk 3 times a day, and And if the cows don't start cooperating, they get a little nasty with them. I've noticed that in big operations.
Slaughterhouses, it tends to be that way.
Yeah, same thing. Yep.
Yeah, the same sort of thing. I went to a slaughterhouse. The last time I went was a couple of years ago to take, I think it was two of my pigs, or I can't remember what the number was. Anyway, I took them in, and the two guys that normally get the pigs off the trailer are just kind of sitting there on the fence watching me as I get my pigs off the off my trailer. I'm like, come on, guys. Come on. Let's go. Come on. Everybody, come on. It's going to be fun. Let's go. And, you know, and I move them out slowly by cajoling them and talking to them and tossing a donut here or there. And whereas these guys are used to going in with axe handles and beating the animals out of the trailer. And this is at what they call a humane slaughterhouse. So now these guys chuckled. But I got the job done, and there was nobody behind me, so nobody had to wait or anything like that. They chuckled, but I got the job done, and they understood not to treat my animals that way while I was there. But that's why I stopped going to slaughterhouses generally, because, they kill animals, right?
Eric, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate the discussion. To bring it back real fast to the latest from Venezuela, with tens of thousands in the streets protesting against the status quo there. The president, Nicolas Maduro, has signed orders on television as of last week, activating the green phase of an enigmatic military plan to defend Venezuela against what he describes as a U.S.-backed attempt to sow chaos and overthrow him. He also said authorities in recent hours had rounded up unnamed numbers of an underground cell of conspirators at Caracas hotels, including some who are allegedly planning to stir up violence at the march, which so far the violence has been on the part of Maduro's people who've been shooting the protesters, allegedly. Maduro didn't provide any evidence to back his claim that a coup attempt was underway, and the opposition rejected his comments as a desperate measure to intimidate Venezuelans from exercising their constitutional right to free speech. The opposition said in a statement Tuesday, quote, "We're convinced the country knows who the true coup mongers are, and it's against them that we will march." Maduro this week said he was dramatically expanding civilian militias, which were created by his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, and giving each member of those civilian militias a gun. There is also criticism that the government isn't doing enough to restrain those collectives, motorcycle-driving militants that have operated like shock troops, firing on protesters as security forces stand by. And indeed, the two deaths today in Venezuela were ostensibly caused by these pro-government militias that are now being armed, every man in these militias being given a gun by the government. Energy Minister Luis...
I bet they'd rather have a sandwich.
Yeah. U.S. State Department said,
if you've got a gun, you can take your own sandwich.
They said those who commit human rights abuses and undermine Venezuela's democratic institutions should be held accountable. So that's what's happening in the streets in Venezuela. Things are definitely escalating, I would say. You've got tens of thousands of protesters and now newly, freshly armed citizen militias who are supposed to be defending the state. And if they're likely going to, if it's anything like what's happening in the Philippines, if they kill people down in cold blood, they could just get pardoned by El Presidente. We'll continue tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.